Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Just 2 weeks ago, the United States opened its embassy in Jerusalem, and that was followed by another country on the heels of that significant moment. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, I am actually in Jerusalem today. I am here with Covenant Journey students from all over the country. These are Christian college-age students who are leaders from a wide variety of universities and colleges, a wide variety of career choices and professions here in Israel as we're about ready to wrap up our tour of the Holy Land just a few weeks after this historic 70-year anniversary of the founding of the modern state of Israel and the cherry on top of the cake, the opening of the United States Embassy in Jerusalem. And amazingly, that symbol of the embassy has the eagle that we have as our official symbol. And underneath of it, in that round seal, says Jerusalem, Israel.
You know, guys, I just had to say I lost it when I was watching a bit of the ceremony on Facebook Live, and that Marine stood up there and he was singing the national anthem during the opening ceremonies. And I'm like, how prophetic is this? God must be so pleased that this day has finally come.
It's amazing, Matt. You know, the municipal workers in preparation for this, they changed the signs from the U.S. consulate, which was in this building, to U.S. Embassy. So now you've got street signs in Hebrew, Arabic, and English pointing toward where the U.S. Embassy is. This is a building that's temporary. It's going to be the headquarters of the embassy while they actually go through construction of a more permanent place for the U.S. Embassy. But in what, 18 months or less? You know, President Donald Trump was inaugurated in January of 2017. May 14 of 2018, he opens up the U.S. Embassy.
Yeah, you think about it. Bill Clinton said, we're going to open up the U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem. And then, you know, George H.W. Bush, we're going to open up the embassy in Jerusalem. Then George Bush, we're going to open up the embassy in Jerusalem. Then Obama, we're going to open up the embassy in Jerusalem. Then Donald Trump, we're opening up the embassy in Jerusalem. He's a man of action.
Yeah. I love the tweet that the Jerusalem mayor put out, you know, before the actual ceremony. There's pictures of him helping to put the new signs up. And he said, this is not a dream. It's a reality. This morning, I installed the signs for the new U.S. embassy in Jerusalem. Jerusalem is the eternal capital of the Jewish people, and the world is beginning to recognize this fact. Thank you, President of the United States of America.
Yeah, that's amazing. And here's a photo of him that we're looking at. He's on a stepladder helping to put up the sign, which points to the U.S. Embassy.
Incredible.
I mean, in Israel, President Donald Trump is so popular.
They had Make a Great America hats, some of them, during the ceremony.
They're naming streets after him.
They're naming streets after him. There is the railway that's going to take people to the Western Wall. That is going to be named after him. The football team, which we call soccer, their soccer team in Jerusalem, renamed itself.
What?
Well, they put Trump in the middle of their name.
Are you serious?
No, kidding. It's a Hebrew name at the beginning, and at the end, the two words were Jerusalem. They put Trump in the middle. And, you know, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said that you recognized history and therefore made history. It's a historic moment, but you know, at the end of the day, it's just a recognition of history. It's a recognition of what always is. It's a recognition of the reality that Jerusalem has always been, from the very beginning, the capital of Israel until there was a time when the Romans dispersed them after 70 AD, when they destroyed the temple. But they came back. And they came back from the dispersal. There was always Jews in Israel. which the Romans renamed to Palestine to mock them because of the Philistines. And they came back in May 14, 1948, on a Friday just before Shabbat. And Ben-Gurion read what they have now called the Declaration of Independence. And that began the establishment of the modern state of Israel.
So the word Palestine itself is a made-up word, but made up by the Romans in order to mock the Jews. So inherently, the word Palestine itself has anti-Semitic roots.
Oh, it's always anti-Semitic. You know, it was changed when you have the Romans come in and they turned against the Jews. They were the dominant ruling empire at the time of Jesus. And then Jesus foretold the destruction of the temple. That occurred in 70 AD, and that's when they destroyed the temple, the Romans did. What's left of that temple is the Western Wall, which is the retaining wall that ultimately was the retaining wall at the top of the mountain, Mount Moriah. That's still there. And of course, the Temple Mount is on top of that. So they destroyed all that, and then they went to destroy the final group of people, which was Masada, 73 AD. And finally, the last little spark of uprising was 132 AD, the Bar Kokhba revolt. They crushed that. And to literally disperse the Jews and send them out of their land, they also renamed it from Israel to Palestine because the Philistines were the archenemy of Israel. And so that's how it got its name, Palestine.
Well, how exciting that you and these Covenant Journey students are there today in Jerusalem, and you'll be able to impart that history into their hearts and their minds as they're right there on the very ground where Jesus walked.
Yeah, it's so amazing. Awesome. Because tomorrow is a capstone day, because that is the day that we tour the area of what's called the Ecce Homo, the Praetorium. This is where Jesus was literally taken before Pontius Pilate. It's not possible. It's not hypothetical. We go down to the very first century level. That goes back to the time of Jesus. This is where Jesus was taken before Pontius Pilate. The games that the Roman soldiers played 2,000 years ago are still etched in the ground, in the road, in the pavement.
That's so cool.
And we're going to be there with them tomorrow. And we then finish up at the Garden Tomb and have an amazing service there. And from there, we head to Tel Aviv and we have our farewell dinner on the shore of the Mediterranean Sea. And then we get on an airplane and we arrive back in the United States later.
And
so it's an amazing capstone.
Yeah.
And to be with these Christian college students is such a blessing, and it's part of our Covenant Journey
ministry.
But
their lives will never be the same as a result.
No, and for them to be there directly in the wake of the embassy opening in Jerusalem, is the electricity still in the air? It would have to be.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. You know, this is the electricity I don't think is ever going to go out of the air. I mean, this is something that reverberates through history. Just like, for example, the founding of the nation on May 14, 1948, that doesn't go away. That is an amazing milestone because you've had all these countries come against Israel with huge armies.
The entire UN has come against them.
And the UN, but I mean, these countries surrounding them tried to wipe them out in 1948. They tried again in 1967. Literally huge armies that, if you go back to 1948, Israel didn't have an army, didn't have an air force.
Mm-hmm.
It had a few rickety planes that some people put together with borrowed parts of different things. No air force, and yet they won.
God's favor.
And they not only survived, but they thrived. And so it would be amazing to celebrate 70 years, which we just did, and we're still celebrating. But the cherry on top of the cake is, oh my goodness, on top of that, the U.S. recognizes what the reality is and history is and what the Bible says, that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel, and there takes the lead around the world to open the embassy in Jerusalem. Pray for us as we wrap up our tour. We have three more after this. We have five different tours that we take these Christian college-age students to Israel. To learn more about this ministry of Liberty Council, go to covenantjourney.org, covenantjourney.org. I encourage you to pray for our ministry, Covenant Journey, and support it financially with your tax-deductible contributions. That's covenantjourney.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776, 407-875-1776.